Once again with us in the Walkrighton studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, a little while ago, without boring you with the details, I was in a shop and it seemed to me that the shop assistant was handling food in an unhygienic sort of a way. Is there anything that we, the public, can do about this?
Oh, there certainly is. Public health departments, of course, have been very concerned about food hygiene for many, many years, and there is a special branch of the Public Health Service, the Public Health Inspectors, Environmental Health Departments, who specialise in this particular area of disease prevention. And of course, food has got to be protected to prevent disease right the way through from growth and manufacture through storage and distribution. A great deal of food infection, of course, happens after the food has been distributed to the home, and the housewife herself is not entirely blameless for incidents of food poisoning, food infection, which occur. We can all of us forget very, very easily how important it is to keep our hands clean when handling food, to keep food covered and so on. But that's us. The people who are concerned with making their living from the manufacture, storage and distribution of food are controlled by very, very strict rules and regulations. These rules and regulations are enforced by the Public Health Inspectorate. Public health inspectors are very highly trained environmental health scientists. In the old days, they were called sanitary inspectors, but those were the old days and are well far behind us now. Now, these men, who, as I say, are very highly trained in bacteriology, food science, law and so on, are responsible for enforcing the law. But they can't be there in food shops all the time, so this is where we have to rely on the public. Now, there are two ways that you can approach this problem and take action. One is immediately, and I think one should always do this when you notice a bad hygiene practice, to draw the attention of the shop assistant and the manager to what you've seen. If somebody's been scratching their nose or their backside and then starts to handle a cold meat, immediately call attention to it. Don't be shy, don't be bashful. Let everybody else in the shop know as well, because there's nothing like the pressure of public opinion, and if the word goes round that the shop is not keeping up to scratch, they'll very quickly lose custom. Now, this you can do, and sometimes this can be very, very effective. It will ensure that the management do watch out for their staff, and they'll also watch out for you as well. But if you are concerned that something has been done which you're not entirely satisfied about, get in touch with the Public Health Department. The Public Health Inspectors there are only too pleased to help. They can't be, as I said, in premises all the time, so up to a point the public has got to be its own watchdog. Any well-founded complaint will be investigated and action will be taken. Don't hesitate to cooperate with them, because this is a community venture. The producers, distributors, retailers, the general public, and the specialists in the Public Health Department, between us we can lick the problem, but we have got to cooperate. And if you had cooperated then, both with the management by drawing their attention to it, or taking action with the Public Health Department, you'd have brought us a step nearer making us a clean food society, which is something we very, very badly need today.